This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go,
man. Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour on the show, we'll have the Battle of the Bulge. Right now, Mraz leads huge freeze by 5 games with 3 weeks to play. So, with only 9 total games that Huge can make up, down 5, it would take a 69 Mets-esque comeback to complete this and not be banished eternally from the DA show. Can he do it? I don't think so. Can he do it? The answer is absolutely not. Can he do it? Clearly no. He's sub-500 on the year with his picks. Mraz has been okay. Huge has been an absolute disgrace. And so the answer is no, he's not going to catch Mraz. But that only means that you need to listen to the final 3 weeks of the Battle of the Bulge, because after that, he's banished eternally. This is the first ever eternal banishment. And this one's tough for me because I have eternally banished MLB.com writer Richard Justice. I have eternally banished Bobby Valentine. I have eternally banished Joey Chestnut. Jack Kay has banished herself from this show. I have extended an olive branch, and I said Jack Kay, one of the stars of 227 and Sister Sister, is allowed to come back on the show, even though her and I had a bit of a tweet beef back in the day. But I am not. I have never banished somebody I liked from the show. And unfortunately, because I'm a man of my word, when Huge Freeze loses this thing in 3 weeks, he is never allowed back on the air ever again. The only time that there's a slight loophole is if, and this is a very small loophole that I don't think will ever come to fruition, if Mraz is out, Huge would have to be scheduled to work the show in place of Mraz. However, that has never happened in the history of scheduling. He has never produced a show at this level on CBS Sports Radio.
Not in this time slot. He's produced fill-in.
But not in this time slot, is what I mean, which is a highly visible time slot. So what I'm saying is they have stashed Huge on other shows that are less visible. So what I'm saying is Huge has never gotten that opportunity. The schedulers, the powers that be, have never given him that opportunity. They've never seen him with that opportunity. And so I don't foresee it ever happening. That would be the only way it could ever happen.
The other loophole, of course, is now Pete Tabati Bilotti is in charge of said scheduling.
And Pete does not want him part of this show.
Correct.
So what I'm saying is it's not going to happen. So unless, here's what I would say, unless both Mraz and Pete come down with the plague and our bosses suddenly somehow see Huge Freeze as a rising producing star, and they place him in a spot starred in for Mraz, he will never, ever, 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 ever be on the show. And that bothers me. Yeah, this is predictable. You ain't being on the show anymore. It's over. Okay. So enjoy the next 3 weeks while you got them. All right, kids? Smoke them while you got them. That comes your way in about 14 minutes from now. Tonight, Kansas City hosting the LA Chargers. And I will readily admit I was dead wrong on the Chargers this season. People came into this year saying that Phillip Rivers, Joey Bosa, Melvin Gordon, this is a team that you should watch. This is a team on the come. This is a team that could do some damage. And I said, no, 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 no. I've been hearing how Phillip Rivers is this great Hall of Fame caliber quarterback who's great in the clutch, leads his team from down in big deficits, slings it all over the place, does it with a rotating cast. And I keep asking myself, everybody's waiting for Phillip Rivers to do big things. Well, he's been in the league as long as Eli and Ben Roethlisberger and hasn't. He had one AFC championship game that he played in a busted ACL against the Patriots. That was more than a decade ago. I keep waiting for this great Phillip Rivers run that everybody keeps telling me is coming because he's a great quarterback, and it never comes. So I said, stop trying to sell me on this. Stop trying to sell me on Anthony Lynn. Stop trying to sell me on a team that plays in an MLS stadium. Stop trying to sell me that the Chargers are going to win anything significant. And here I am in mid-December looking at the Chargers at 10-3 and saying, yeah, they're dangerous. They're absolutely dangerous. I think it's the most hysterical thing ever that the Chargers, by virtue of winning this division this year, are still in the running of not only a home playoff game, but a bye and maybe multiple home playoff games. Imagine the Chargers hosting playoff games in an MLS stadium with all of the fans being the opponent. But look, it's in play. And tonight, the Chiefs' defense is under major scrutiny. The Chiefs' defense needs to have some type of wake-up call going into the playoffs. They need to have a moment where we say, oh, they're not a pushover. They're not just bailed out by a great offense and a great quarterback. They can get a stop. And here's what I think you have happening. Teams know that the Chiefs' defense can be had. I think they know the Chiefs' defense has big holes in it. And yes, Eric Berry being in or out has a large portion of what you can do against the Chiefs' defense. However, the Chiefs score so quickly, and they score so often, you oftentimes have to bail on the run. You oftentimes cannot play a deliberate style of offense. If you can build a lead on the Chiefs, in other words, if you can get a few early stops, you can then gash them defensively by mixing run and pass. The problem is so many teams fall behind so quickly and are chasing the whole game, they have to throw their run-pass ratio out the window. Tonight, this would be different, except the Chargers' top two backs are out. And so can the Chargers, down to their third-string running back, build a lead early, or at least stay in the game early, to allow themselves to play a balanced offense? And I don't think so. I think you'll see something happen tonight that has happened so many other times before. I think Mahomes will strike early. Chargers are susceptible to big plays through the air. You'll see the Chiefs strike early, get a touchdown or two on the board early. Rivers have to then go into doing a lot early. Throw a pick, bad interception, there's a turnover, creates the lead and the buffer the Chiefs need, and then the Chargers have to bail on the balance. The Patriots proved, the Rams proved, and even the Chargers proved earlier in the season when these two teams met, you can connect on big plays. You can beat the Chiefs' defense pretty easily. But what you don't want to get into is a shootout, because unless you are the Rams, you won't win that shootout. And the Chargers can't win a shootout tonight. I don't think they can. They don't have as many weapons and the type of offense that the Chiefs do. The key is always for Kansas City, get early stops, build a lead, put the pressure on the opposing quarterback. But that also means that the Chiefs are vulnerable in the postseason because when you play quarterbacks like Tom Brady, when you play quick strike, big strike offenses, if you got to a Super Bowl against the Saints or the Rams, those two teams can match you shot for shot. And at least for Brady, you never want to give him any opportunity to saw your defense in half because he's going to take it and usually do pretty well with it. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think you have to enjoy this. Mahomes is brilliant. The offense is brilliant. The team itself is fun to watch. I hope that they get the number one seed. I hope that they're the home field advantage throughout the playoffs for two reasons. Number one, I want to see the Patriots have to go on the road to win a crucial playoff game and then do it. Because we haven't seen that in 12 years. That, to me, would be an amazing cherry on top of Brady's career at this point in time. Look, he's obviously one of the all-time greats already. This is not going to make or break his legacy, but I would love to see what does Brady do on the road in the playoffs with everything on the line in his waning years. I think number two, there is nothing like a home game at Arrowhead. It is a spiritual experience if you're a sports fan. I've been to Arrowhead a number of times. I've been to Arrowhead for a playoff game, for a Monday night game, for a Sunday night game, for a Sunday at noon. My goodness, there's nothing like it. There's nothing I've ever felt in the NFL like it. And I want to see that in the playoffs because it is so good. And the Chiefs have only let their fans down in those home playoff games forever. Whether it was being the number one seed in 97, losing to Elway and the Broncos. Being the number one seed in 1995, Lynn Elliott. Having home field advantage against the Ravens a couple of years ago, and Matt Castle being a disaster. We've seen home playoff games before that have gone poof, and great playoff runs, potential Super Bowl runs, disintegrate. It would be wonderful if that changed, because I will tell you, we have never seen an AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. And that, in and of itself, would be beautiful. Remember, a couple of years ago, they had home playoff game against the Steelers. Lost. An AFC Championship game with the Lamar Hunt Trophy on the line in Kansas City for a chance at the Super Bowl would be an absolutely beautiful thing. Because if I'm not mistaken, when the Chiefs have played to go to the Super Bowl in Kansas City, that was at Old Municipal Stadium. And just think about that. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well. DA on CBS. Alex tweets, the 12 mirages of Christmas lives on. Besides the menu of the wedding reception, you called your siblings the F word. And yes, you do have a mental disability. It's called piggy syndrome, Mirage. Hashtag fatty. Hashtag oink oink. Hashtag get him out. Mraz's gut tweets at me, oh God, please don't remind me. As long as I live, I don't want to see another pasta bar ever. It took me over a month to digest all that. I think I still got some macaroni floating around down here. I don't even want to go around the world to Disney World after that. Today's 12DA of Christmas was Mraz melting down over my pasta bar options at my wedding back in September. And he called it a mental disability. The rest of the world just calls it being hungry.
It's still a little different than being hungry. There's hungry and there's hangry. Hangry becomes a mental disability.
We're all hangry at one point or another.
No, but
you melt down and blame it on a disability.
But that's the thing. The disability is I stress off being hungry or hangry. Others don't. I freak out. I get a panic attack and I explode.
So when the rest of us are hangry, we're just kind of like easily irritable. When you yes. are hungry, you melt down and explode.
Yes, and make some very regrettable decisions. Hence the disability.
When we come back, the Battle of the Bulge. Mraz v. Robbie. Only 3 weeks left. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
It just dawned on me. Jacksonville. Was that named after Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Is that how the elephant got there?
Yeah, they named Jacksonville after Michael Jackson.
I never freaking knew that.
How can you not know that?
That's awesome.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The soft, that's awesome from Mraz is the most terrifying part of all of that. 22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. We thank you for being with us on a fine Thursday. Last night, how about those Toronto Raptors? That is one of the burgeoning stories of this NBA season. It's not just that the Raptors are legit, is that the Raptors are so legit, they can wax the Warriors on the road at Oracle without Kawhi Leonard. And it's crazy because Toronto has been the one seed in the East. Toronto has had a great season in the East. Toronto has looked like a contender with the best bench in basketball and the coach of the year in Dwayne Casey. And Toronto has always melted down against LeBron. And the moment LeBron leaves, it's suddenly like, wow, we can be a real-life basketball team again. It's like Toronto went from the Island of Misfit Toys to being a real-life boy. Pinocchio! And so here's the Raptors with LeBron out of the conference, strutting their stuff. Obviously, they gained Kawhi Leonard, but Kawhi didn't even play last night. And when I hear and read the quotes from Steve Kerr and Draymond Green and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, I just roll my eyes. Because suddenly it's really hard to get up for games. And suddenly Draymond says, I wasn't allowed to play aggressively in the first quarter because of the whistles. And suddenly it's, don't worry, we'll be fine. Oh, interesting. So no sense of urgency, even though this was in your house, the Raptors had smacked you around last time out, and it's a potential finals preview. No urgency playing one of the best teams in basketball, arguably the best team in basketball right now. Steve Kerr saying, quote, I can't really explain it other than we're at a place where we're defending a title and defending a mantle that we've had for several years. It's a different vibe. It's a different feeling when you're on the climb like Toronto and like Milwaukee and like we were a few years ago. It's harder to get up for each game. There are certain nights you could just feel it. You don't have that energy. If you've played in the NBA and coach of this league, you understand it and you followed it closely. You understand it's not an excuse. It's just reality. We did not bring the required energy. End of quote. I really like Steve Kerr. But that is an excuse. Why can't a team find motivation in beating one of the best teams in basketball in your own house? How can a team not be properly motivated after they just got hammered on the road in Toronto by this team a few weeks ago? Why would the Warriors not have the needed motivation? It's just insane to me. And so Steve Kerr acting like, hey, man, we're champions. It's just really hard. You know, it's just hard to get up for games. This happens. Anybody that's been here knows it. They've dealt with this before. You know, that to me is just bunk. That to me is just ridiculous. I don't think there's any excuse why last night, without Kawhi Leonard, Toronto should have all the energy in that building and you should have none of it. I don't think there's any excuse except that the Warriors have been on a calm, cool, fun hayride for 3 or 4 years now and just don't care very many times and just feel like, eh, you know what, doesn't matter. And that sucks. That really sucks because what, it only matters in the playoffs? That's the only time this matters to this team? You know, frankly, I hope they get beat in the playoffs because efforts like that last night are disrespectful to the Raptors. What else do the Raptors need to do to get your attention? They've already beaten you. They beat you bad. They handed you your worst loss of the season, arguably. Now they're on the road in your house. You're on a 4-game win streak, and they don't have Kawhi Leonard, and you can't get up? It's just disrespectful. I hope the Warriors get beat, and I hope they get beat badly. You know what? I would have no problem if it happens to the Raptors in the NBA Finals. Because to mealy-mouth your way around, well, you know, we're just I've had this mantle for a long time, and, you know, it's the regular season, and sometimes you don't get up for it. Well, then why should I watch the regular season? Why should I even care about your regular season games if you can't find some type of motivation to play focused basketball against the best team in the NBA? Give me a break. That's pathetic. Good for the Raptors. They came out without Kawhi and handed that L to Draymond and to Steph and to Clay and to KD and to Steve Kerr. Hey, this is what it looks like when you actually care. It's getting late early out there. And there is never a week that goes by here on the DA show when the Battle of the Bulge does not include major agita. Today, we can't even get a working headphone jack. It's time for huge freeze of the Battle of the Bulge.
A pair of big boys battling over bowls and bites.
He's a joke. He's a clown. I am so much smarter than this buffoon in football picking.
It's the House versus Mraz.
He sounds like, you know, the pig from the Garfield cartoon.
He's a pig! Matter of fact, he looks like he ate four pigs.
Huge Freeze has his career on the line.
He's a fat pig! Enough!
He's a joke. He's a clown. And you are correct.
It's the Battle of the Bulge, only on the DA show.
Wait till you see where I am next Thursday when I make the picks, okay?
Will you even show up, Robbie? Because all you are is late to everything.
All right, here are the official stats and standings. Mraz is 23-18-1. He's 5 games over .500 for the season. Robbie is the exact inverse. He's 18-23-1, which means that Huge Freeze trails by 5 games here with 3 weeks to play. Robbie, good morning. What happened to your headphone jack?
Good morning. I don't know what happened. I was fiddling with the volume here, fiddling with the jack, and unfortunately it didn't work. So your producer came to save the day, and we're ready to roll.
5 games back.
I know. Before we get to the games, though, I just have something to bring up here. That Jacob Wilkins clip the other day may have been not only the worst segment in DA show history, but the worst segment I've ever heard on radio.
You're calling that the, did you feel was that terrible?
Because he didn't tell you what he's really doing in Vegas. I know what he's doing in Vegas. He's told me before.
Well, he's shopping for a job as a minor league baseball play-by-play announcer.
Right, but when you try to get funny and cute with him, he didn't tell you what he really likes to do out there is go for those new room massages. He enjoys those.
All right, let's get to the picks here.
Okay. What's going on? Speaking of bombing on the TA show.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
So, Robbie, we're back in college football land for you because it's bowl season. So we begin with the Camellia Bowl coming up on Saturday, Georgia Southern against Eastern Michigan. What's the line here and where are you leaning?
Georgia Southern's -2.5. They rolled through everybody but Clemson on way to a 7-1 start, but the defense collapsed in the last two losses. Eastern Michigan cannot take advantage of their biggest strength, their pass defense, because Georgia Southern's just going to run the ball all day long. They lead the nation with just 5 giveaways, so Eastern Michigan's not going to be able to pick the ball off. The Sun Belt Eagles have yet to throw a pick this year. Give me Georgia Southern -2.5.
It would be amazing if this is where you make your run, considering bowl games are so hard to pick because of all types of factors like long layoff times, awkward matchups, neutral sites, questionable motivation. But look, if there's going to be a miracle, this would be perfect. Mraz, what's your counter to that? What's your counter pick in the NFL?
Well, this is obviously a huge game down in Atlanta, the Cardinals and the Falcons.
Gotta have
it. The Falcons are laying 9 points. Dreadful all year. 4 wins. Who are they to lay 9 points versus anybody? I think you get a little Josh Rosen comeback game. Couple touchdowns to Larry Fitz for you fantasy guys in the playoffs this week. Give me the Cardinals getting 9 in Atlanta. Falcons, no business laying 9 versus anybody.
Okay. So we go from the Camellia Bowl to Falcons-Cardinals to now the New Orleans Bowl, also on Saturday. Appalachian State, Middle Tennessee State. You guys will be locked into all of these games, I'm sure. What's the line where you're leaning?
Middle Tennessee State's +7. I like them in this game getting these points. Saturday is going to mark the last time Coach Rick Stockstill's going to coach his son Brett at quarterback. This marks the 4th consecutive postseason trip for the Middle Tennessee State Red Raiders. You guys are laughing at Middle Tennessee State, but they may win the game outright.
Like you referencing Rick Stockstill's kid.
Son, no, he's the quarterback. He's really, really good. Appalachian State's coach just left for Louisville, as you know, and they have a good defense, but I don't think that they're going to be able to stop Middle Tennessee State. The coach and the quarterback son go out on a win. I like Middle Tennessee State plus the 7. They may win the game outright.
What's the counter pick in the NFL?
We're going to the Nance and Romo special game of the week. Steelers and Pats in New England. Patriots laying 1.5. So it's a virtual pick 'em unless the game ended some like 21-20. Both teams coming off horrific losses late on Sunday. Who do I trust more to bounce back and not lose a couple more in a row here? You have to trust Belichick and Brady. Until I see otherwise from Tomlin and Roethlisberger and Foxborough, I'm going Belichick and Brady off the miracle in Miami, laying the 1.5, kiss it off the glass, give me the Pats.
And finally, the Frisco Bowl for one huge freeze. San Diego State and the Ohio Bobcats. This is coming up on Wednesday. Where are you going?
68-year-old Rocky Long, 74-year-old Frank Solich. This is the battle of the geriatric coaches. But it's the Bobcat rushing attack that I think will win this game. They've been devastating this year in the MAC, finishing 8th in the country on the ground, averaging 262 yards a game. They rolled up 818 yards of offense on the ground the last few games. They lead the nation in takeaways. I like Ohio -3. Over San Diego State Aztecs.
Mraz has a personal relationship with Rocky Long. We learned that he's a D-alien. He listens to the show regularly.
Yeah, so I'm in the elevator in Boise. Big fan. He was staying in the room next to me in D.A.'s room.
Well, maybe
three people in a row.
Maybe this will motivate him and the Aztecs to win the game.
Well, last time I bet against Rocky Long, he heard me over the phone, and that really awakened him. So that you might have just put the kiss of death on yourself there.
Uh-oh. That and could be the one that loses it all.
What's the counter pick here?
Hitting Robbie where it hurts, baby. We go to Minnesota. We go to the Great North. Where the Miami Dolphins come off, the miracle of Miami, they're getting 6.5. Kirk Cousins, and the Vikings are laying 6.5 versus anybody, let alone a pretty spunky Dolphin team who just upended the Pats in the last second. I don't think so, Buckaroo. The Viking ship continues to sink. Ain't no love boat anymore in Minnesota. Give me the Dolphins plus 6.5. I think they win the game outright to bury you.
Cousin.
Wow, the love boat.
I would love to see Mraz take one of the chin there because your Vikings stepped up and blew him out. It would be a double win for you. You're wearing the Vikings polo right now.
I am, yes. So, ironically, wearing the Vikings polo. I think this is a get-home, get-right game. Dolphins go on the road. They lost to the Bengals. They blew a 16-0 lead to the Bengals on the road this year. I think the Vikings come home and take care of business. That's a pick that he's going to get wrong.
Okay, well, before we get out of here for the Battle of the Bulge, you know, it's tough times for you right now, Robbie, but I know you always have a song in your heart. You are America's new favorite songbird. So what kind of music can we sing here? What kind of song can we sing that can get you to be believing again?
I think the believe is the operative word. I was watching the Polar Express the other day, and I think I've sang Josh Groban on the air before, so I can give you a little bit of believe. When it seems the games don't go my way, we sing a different song on with DA. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings to fly. You have everything you need if you trust Huge Freeze.
You held that last note very well.
Ease.
That's great. The Battle of the Bulge. Can Robbie make up ground? Only 3 weeks to go. We'll see this weekend. When we come back, I respond in full to Matt from the Jim Rome Show yesterday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This is CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Appreciate you being with us on a throwback Thursday here on the DA Show. Some sweet sounds of yesteryear on CBS. We appreciate you being with us. Full on PGP is available right now. A deep dive into the 12 DAs of Christmas, into the company Christmas party where Mraz got a little too boozy for his own good, and whether Jacob Wilkins had the worst segment ever in DA Show history earlier in the week from the winter meetings. As always, our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance too? Get it all. Geico.com. Anthony tweets, if the Raptors get home court throughout the playoffs, nobody, including the Warriors, are going to beat them. They've got more firepower, depth, than defense. Hashtag We the North. Jason tweets, not only are the Warriors disrespecting the Raptors, but also to the fans who pay to see energy and good basketball. It's a sin. I mean, last night, Steve Kerr is going to peddle the crummy garbage that, hey, we've been champs for so long, it's hard to get up for regular season games. I really like Steve Kerr. I really, really like Steve Kerr. But that is some hot garbage. Hey, we've just been winners for so long. You know what? It's hard for us to get motivated. That game could decide where Game 7 of the NBA Finals is played. You can't get up for that? Then why should I watch any of your games? To just cross my fingers and hope that tonight's a game you care about? Look, if that is February against the Suns, I get it. It's the best team of the NBA at home. You can't get up for that, you fools. Jason tweets, DA, is anyone else banned? And that includes a GIF of Simon and Garfunkel. Actually, you'd be surprised. Art Garfunkel is not banned here on the DA show. It was an awkward moment. It was perhaps the most uncomfortable moment in DA show history. But I would gladly have Art Garfunkel on the show again. I've got nothing against Art. I mean, he came after me pretty good, but there is nothing. Look, he's old. He's a little out of it. He's emotionally unstable.
I'm not so interested in.
Okay, so him cursing at me. Look, he's a rock legend.
Come on.
He's a music legend. He's in the Hall of Fame. I'm not going to ban that guy for life. The other guys, they personally disrespected me and the show and the listeners.
Get him out.
Okay? Joey Chesta comes in, tells us he's going to eat hot dogs on the Wiener Ship, and then says, no, I'm too good for that. You disrespect the spirit of this show.
Get him out.
Okay? Richard Justice is on hold for 15 seconds as I recap the last NBA story before we get to his MLB story. Hangs up before I even get to him, says, I'm not holding on through this. Personally disrespecting the show.
Get him out.
Bobby Valentine was booked not once but twice and agreed to come on the show. Agreed. Said, I will come on the show at this time, and bailed on us twice out of spite. Out of spite. Get him out.
Get him out.
Jackay is different. She has created a tweet beef with me. I've got nothing against Jackay. I called her a C-list celebrity. Her minions came after me, and yes, Jackay has minions, and it got to Jackay, and I invited her on the show to kind of apologize or explain my side, and she declined. But if she would like to take me up on the offer, Jackay is invited on the show. And same thing with Art Garfunkel. He is invited on the show anytime.
Come on.
Okay? So, huge freeze is the only banishment that happens because, you know, he lost a bet. That's why this one hurts. It's me taking away something that somebody loves. The other people don't care about me, or else they would have come forward and done better on this show. Robbie cares. Robbie wants to be part of the show. But unfortunately, he really stinks at picking football games. And so thus, the punishment is lifetime punishment, eternal damnation.
Robbie.
My favorite part of where this show is right now, which just is occupying a really bizarre space in all of our lives, is that on a daily basis, I look across the window, I look across the glass, and I see a look in Pete the Body Bilotti's face that I share. And it is this kind of look of what the hell is going on? And it's this kind of, I don't know what's going on, but we're just along for the ride at this point in time.
That's the clean version of what we're thinking right now.
I mean, right now, Mraz looks like Martha Washington. He's got white tissue paper all wrapped around his head and his headphones on after that. Why are you dressed as Martha?
Because the guy you love so much, Huge Freeze, borrowed my headphones because he brought in broken ones, of course. And what I let him borrow them all the time. It's not a problem. He soaked through these things. I have to do another show till 6:30 p.m. Eastern. These things are soaked, and he tried washing it off with his fat shirt. The guy's got a glandular problem. He really is a walking health nightmare. And now my headphones are ruined. These are expensive Bose headphones, and they are soaked, D.A. Soaked. It's like a wet sponge. It's 28 degrees out. The guy's sweating like he just hit a free throw in the fourth quarter.
He was. Yeah, it was. I don't know why he was sweating so badly.
It looked like he just jumped in a pool.
Okay, by the way, Matt in L.A. on the Jim Rome show yesterday takes a shot at me, and I want to respond in full to this.
All right, to the phones. What the hell? Let's go to L.A. Matt in L.A. Do you know why Matt gets on the air a lot? Because Matt calls a lot, but he's usually got something. Let's find out. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, Jim Rome. From Lake Forest to Luxembourg, from Irvine to Indonesia, I want to wish all my peoples at the CBS Sports Net a happy holiday season. Jimmy, give my best to DA, who is literally smiling ear to ear these days. I mean, Jack Nicholson's Joker thinks dude has a ginormous grin. And shout out.
Well, I do know where to start with that. You keep my man DA's mouth, name out your mouth, Matt. Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't go there, Matt. Hey, Matt, look, you know I got your back. And by having your back, I let you call this show way more than I should. Now, having said that, do not go in and do not go there and do not ever, ever reference DA ever again unless you're going to do so in a positive manner. Ever.
So let me tell you this right now. I obviously appreciate Jim's support here. He's got my back in full. I've got his back in full. That's never going to change. No matter what grimy Matt in L.A. wants to say or try to joke about. By the way, get some new material here because people have been making fun of how big my teeth are for my entire life. My entire life. There's got to be a better punchline than that. But I'll tell you this. I am going to respond in full coming up here on Jim's show because I've got some thoughts on this. I've got some things to say about this. And Matt in L.A., I mean, are we really, really not so great with the words and the such? We really want to be taking shots here, Matt. Two can play this game. Two can play this game. You're now on watch. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. And Joey Waller broke good news for us this morning on the show when he went into a long, never-ending diatribe about how he got engaged this week.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
I was able to pull some strings, DA.
Wow! Disney VIP, Joey Waller!
Excuse me.
This has been pretty well publicized in movie circles. Dick Van Dyke, 93 years old, who of course starred in the original Mary Poppins, makes a great cameo.
Very good.
So I don't care. Who cares?
At one point in the movie, about two-thirds through, I excuse myself to go to the bathroom, my phone back on in the lobby.
Oh, right? Boy, yeah.
Check some baseball trade rumors out in the lobby, go to the bathroom, come back into the theater. Oh, on my way back in, I'm back in my seat for a couple of minutes. The phone was in my lap, face up, and all of a sudden, the woman seated to Sherry's left leans over Sherry, leans over, puts her head right next to mine, and nasty, nasty, she says to me, "Will you turn that off? The light is really bothering."
Good, good for her.
Good for her. God bless.
Yeah, well, because she was nasty, I said, "You know what, lady? This is, where do you think you are? We're at Mary Poppins, not La Boheme at the Met. Get lost."
You did not say that.
I did.
You told her to get lost?
I was feeling my engagement night oats.
And what did she say when you told her to get lost?
I think she was as shocked as when Dick Van Dyke popped up on the screen.
You got down on one knee after the Poppins movie? We only got like 90 seconds here. You're taking too long.
Got down on one knee. And in true DA show Breaking Bad News fashion, I said, "Honey, the good news is getting married. The bad news, it's to me."
You know the speech theme, baby. You know.
She was emotional. I was emotional. And, you know, I kind of let us both get it all out. And then I said, "All right, let me put Mets hot stove on and see if we got JT Real Muto."
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
That clip of Brandon Jacobs saying, "You know what getting the cheeks means, baby. You know getting them cheeks," will always be one of my favorite drops in DA show history. He described to us what getting them cheeks means. Alex tweets, "We do believe in Huge Freeze. I hope he makes a comeback for the ages. #TeamRobbie. Lewis in Palmdale tweets, why does Robbie even break down the games? He should just get to singing and give us his losing picks.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
We've got a long history of really long-winded, unfunny segments. And it's just now a reputation of the show. What can we say about that? What can we really say? I am off tomorrow, but I'm back at it Sunday morning football. Brian Billick, former Super Bowl winning head coach, is going to join me on Sunday morning football. So make sure you get locked in 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 a.m. Pacific here on CBS Sports Radio. We will react to day one of the bowl games. Bowl start up on Saturday. Then, of course, break down big NFL games coming up on Sunday, specifically Patriots and Steelers. Steelers are on the ropes right now for the AFC North and the playoffs in general. Patriots obviously trying to come back off of that devastating loss on Sunday. So that's Sunday morning football. The next time I'll talk to you here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer, dressed as Martha Washington right now with toilet paper all around his ears. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Dan Silverman, nice job this week at WatchDA.com with the simulcast, and Brad Heller on your headlines. Hey, take that back. I'll talk to you one more time before Sunday morning football. Sometime over the next few hours, the Jim Rome Show, Matt in L.A.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.